It's Easter. Countless chocolate bunnies and bright yellow marshmallow peeps are nestled in many a festive basket or have been extracted from the basket and have fulfilled their mission as holiday goodies. Then there's the humble but storied jelly bean. As it turns out, that colorful candy's origins can be traced to Boston. WBUR's Andrea Shea presents an audio time capsule with food historian Susan Benjamin, who's happy to hop us back to the beginning.
Every time you eat the jelly bean, what you're doing is you're taking a bite of history. It seems that the jelly bean began in Boston with a guy named William Schraft, who had one of the greatest candy-making facilities in the country in the late 1800s. He was always experimenting, coming up with wondrous chocolates, and really set the pace for candy in the U.S. He wound up taking something called the Turkish Delight, which actually originated around the year 900, somewhere around there, and creating a candy which had a hard sugar shell. The Turkish Delight is really best described, if you don't know what it is, as the middle of a jelly bean. I mean, it just had this wonderful kind of soft, luscious texture, and it was covered with powdered sugar so that the pieces wouldn't stick. How it got to Boston, nobody really knows, but likely there was this influx of people from Europe and they all knew about the Turkish Delight. The jelly bean has this crunchy shell and then you bite into it and it's this wondrous kind of soft texture. The colors were bright, they were bold, they were fun. The jelly bean's original shape was bigger than what we know today and very much less bean-like. It was almost like an oval. The name jelly bean is kind of a question, but it probably came from the term jelly bean, which referred to the kind of guy who was what was known as a fop or a dandy, who would show up in pictures all dressed up in arrogant and glamorous in his own eyes, but the chocolate box he was bringing for his date was open and the chocolate was spilling out, the flower petals were falling off the flowers.
He's just a curbstone cutie, his mama's pride and beauty. They call him the jelly bean, parts his hair in the middle and plasters it down. Scatters little jelly beans all around town. Why, the girls all love it.
In the 1930s, as the jelly beans started showing up on tops of cakes or mixed with other candies, it made sense that it would show up in Easter baskets because it was very spring-like. It looked like a little egg or it looked like a seed or a bean that would encourage growth. So what do we have as Easter symbols? Flowers, little bunnies hopping around, little chicks. The peeps were around at that time. And of course, what else but the jelly bean? For the people of Boston, where the jelly bean originated, what better candy to have after the long, gray, dark winters? It just tells us spring is here, things will start blooming, and the gray is gone.
Food historian Susan Benjamin owns True Treats Historic Candy Shop in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Our audio postcard was produced by WBUR's Andrea Shea.